Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's easy to root for heroes with clean, scrubbed cheeks and virtuous demeanors, but they make for boring movies. Much more challenging are films where the main characters are anti-heroes, fatally flawed, and yet still compelling. So this week I'm looking at three movies featuring sympathetic portrayals of bad hombres. There's a murderous Santa Claus, a retired revolutionary, and a monster who lives under your bed. Silent Night, Deadly Night, written and directed by Mike P. Nelson. It's Christmas time, and like every year, Billy Chapman, played by Rowan Campbell, is on the road again. He's a drifter in his early 20s, picking up work wherever he can find it. He ends up in a small town and finds work in a store specializing in Christmas ornaments and memorabilia. He forms a crush on Pamela, played by Ruby Modine, the young woman who runs the store along with her dad. But this place is doubly significant because Christmas is crucial to Billy's self-identity. You see, when he was just a little boy, he witnessed his parents brutally murdered by a man dressed as Santa Claus. And now, years later, he has taken on that role for himself. Dressed in a Santa suit and wielding an axe, Billy kills one person per day following his advent calendar until Christmas comes. So, is Billy a psychopathic serial killer? Well, yes, but like Santa, he punishes naughty people but lets good ones have a Merry Christmas. Everyone he murders is bad, real bad. And how does he know this? A voice in his head tells him to kill. But things change when he finds himself falling in love with Pamela. And the feelings seem mutual. They somehow click. She has explosive personality disorder, sort of like his murdering sprees, only much less violent. Billy thinks it's time to settle down, maybe give up on all the killing. So can Billy ignore the nagging voice in his head? What will happen if he stops killing bad people? And how will Pamela react if she ever finds out the truth about Billy? Silent Night, Deadly Night is a classic slasher horror Christmas movie about a young killer Santa. It's ostensibly a remake of the 80s film of the same name and its sequels, but updated to fit our times. It's bloody, violent, and sometimes disgusting, but always in a funny, retro, camp style. I'm talking red and black freeze frames and old school soundtrack. And it's shot in Manitoba, complete with hockey games and lumberyards. Ruby Modine is hilarious as Pamela, and Rowan Campbell manages to make his serial killer Santa almost sympathetic. Not your typical Christmas flick, but if you're looking for a funny, gross-out slasher, you can't go wrong with Silent Night, Deadly Night. Dust Bunny, written and directed by Brian Fuller. Aurora, played by Sophie Sloan, is a little girl who lives in a beautiful, antiquated apartment in an unnamed city. She's brave and resourceful with a wild imagination. Aurora has all the clothes, toys, and games any girl could ever want, so why is she always so frightened? Because there's something scary under her bed that won't go away. It's a dangerous monster that lives beneath her parquet floorboards, and she's convinced he'll eat you up if you ever step on the floor at night. So she gets around on a wooden hippo with wheels, using her mop as a paddle. Her parents tell her repeatedly that there's nothing under her bed, dear, just dust bunnies, but Aurora refuses to listen. She ends up sleeping on her outdoor fire escape to keep ahead of the monsters. One night, she climbs down and follows a stranger down a dark alley where she witnesses him slaughtering a dragon. Here's someone who can keep me safe from this monster, and he lives in my building, she thought. When her parents disappear one night, she knows now she needs help to stay alive. So she attempts to hire her downstairs neighbor, the Dragon Slayer, played by Mads Mikkelsen, as a sort of a hitman to kill the monster hiding beneath her bed. Problem is, he doesn't believe in monsters. He thinks someone was sent to get him and killed her parents by mistake. But in the end, he agrees to help her. This news gets his boss very angry. Uptight and evil Laverne, played by Sigourney Weaver, wants Aurora dead since she witnessed one of his assignments. He's a professional hired killer. Soon, others start appearing at her door, including a suspicious guy with a mustache, played by David Dastmalchian, and a dressed to kill social worker, played by Sheila Atim. Who are all these people really, and will no one listen to Aurora about the monster under her bed? Dust Bunny is a whimsical horror movie seen through the eyes of a young girl, balancing crime and the supernatural. The hitman making friends with a little girl harkens back to Luc Besson's classic The Professional from 1992, starring Jean Reno and a very young Natalie Portman, but the look and style of this movie is totally different. This is not noir. It's horror fantasy. It's exquisitely detailed with flowers painted on walls, brightly colored outfits, and creaky steampunk gears on an ancient elevator. Sophie Sloan is great as a spunky Aurora, and she makes a good foil for a gruff Mads Mikkelsen. The other adults are all comical caricatures, but still fun to watch. And the special effects are amazing, using animation and puppetry to convey what only Aurora seems to see. Though scary in parts, I think Dust Bunny is suitable both for kids and grown-ups. I like this one. The revolution is here. One Battle After Another, written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. It's a couple decades ago, somewhere in the American Southwest, an underground revolutionary faction known as the French 75 is carrying out their latest plan to liberate hundreds of undocumented workers from out of an ICE-type detention center. Members of the group have memorized codes and passwords and protocols, and they only use their nicknames like Jungle Pussy and Mae West. Perfidia Beverly Hills, played by Teyana Taylor, is one of the organizers, and her lover Bob, aka Rocket Man, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is their fireworks expert. Over the course of the action that night, Perfidia, in a power move, forces their chief enemy, a hard-boiled military officer named Colonel Lockjaw, played by Sean Penn, to have coercive sex with her. This leaves Lockjaw, for some reason, infatuated with her, and Perfidia pregnant. After the baby's born, Perfidia is captured by Lockjaw, and she rats on her allies in exchange for witness protection. But she manages to escape to Mexico, while Bob and their newborn baby, Willa, hide out in a sanctuary city somewhere in California. Okay, 17 years later, Bob has become a useless pothead whose only responsibility is keeping his daughter, Willa, played by Chase Infinity, safe. She can never leave their house without carrying a tracking device just in case the feds discover who Bob really is, an underground leftist revolutionary. Willa studies martial arts with her sensei, played by Benicio del Toro, and she has a close-knit group of friends named Bluto, Bobo, Riri, and Autumn. They're all getting ready for their high school dance that night. But little does she realize her mom, Perfidia, who she always thought was dead, is back in town. Colonel Lockjaw is planning a massive attack in order to capture his potential biological daughter. And Bob, following the capture of a key member of the French 75, is called back to duty by the revolutionary group of his youth. What will become of this estranged family, their allies, and their enemies? One Battle After Another is an amazingly complex and satirical action thriller about a tiny cadre of underground revolutionaries and their rivals, the CIA, ICE, and U.S. military. Add to this an underground railroad that helps threaten migrants. The Christmas Adventurers, a white supremacist elite fraternity courting Lockjaw as a member, and a monastery full of badass nuns with secret connections. And that's just part of the complex plot of this movie. It's inspired by Thomas Pynchon's novel Vineland, but it's set in the present, not the 70s. Its dialogue is detailed and rich, but always kind of tongue-in-cheek, especially the outlandish names of the characters and their organizations. It's also an out-and-out action thriller with chases and near escapes and gunfights and explosions. Sean Penn acts like someone who's been chopped up into little pieces and then sewn back together again. Tiana Taylor is perfection as the double, triple, maybe quadruple agent. This is the first time I've ever seen Chase Infinity as Willa, but she's a powerhouse. And Leo DiCaprio, okay, I'm no fan, but he is so good in this movie. Constantly beaten down, but always surviving like a diehard character, but on the left. This is one of his best roles ever. The film is beautifully shot in valleys and deserts, and the cinematographic style I've never seen before, like with a camera mounted to the front of a car as it goes up and down a hilly highway. Amazing. Soundtrack, costumes, art direction, and the huge cast. Many unforgettable roles I haven't even mentioned yet. All so good. One Battle After Another is an unforgettable movie. I recommend this one. Dust Bunny and Silent Night, Deadly Night both opened in Toronto this weekend, and One Battle After Another is still playing in repertory cinemas. Look for that one. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.